from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
NewsTalkZB, let's talk travel with Megan Singleton. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew.
The owner of the annoying orange tree that refuses to...
I know. Thank you for fixing my orange tree. I feel like it's been all a little bit about me today, but that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yes, we talked to Jackie Tucker about that earlier, and she's put all the tips about looking after citrus, and this is a critical time for looking after citrus, and it's all on my Facebook page, Andrew Dickens ZB, all in one word right now, and it's all because of Megan.
And I'm going to copy and paste it off and take it off to the garden centre, and we're going to work through a plan, I've decided.
Good on you.
Yes, because they were nice and sweet, and now this year they taste like rind, so there must be something I can do to the roots.
Now, a few weeks ago, I took Dickens around down to the waterfront of Auckland and went on the new Hauraki Blue boat, which is called Ipipiri.
Yes. Yes, well done.
Which has got a lot of P's and a lot of I's in it. Okay, and now this is a catamaran that is cruising the Hauraki Gulf. And I've been waiting for this for a long time because we've got this incredible maritime reserve there. We've got this incredible islands and all that sort of thing, and yet we don't have little cruise ships going around it. So you have been away on it.
I did on Friday night. So it departs on at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And fortunately, the weather forecasters were wrong and the weather was gorgeous on Friday afternoon. So we tootled out of the viaduct and just quietly sort of cruised past Devonport and Browns Island, Rangitoto, kind of slunk around there. And then we anchored up at Motuhee, where those of us who had a little more energy than others decided to take kayaks and go ashore and do hiking, and others of us sat on the open top deck drinking wine. You can imagine which pool I was in. but it was fantastic. I've been on this boat before, the Ipipiri, up in the Bay of Islands. It's spent 5 years in the Bay of Islands doing these one-night, overnight cruises. There are 30 cabins, and it can sleep 60, although apparently they can squeeze a few kids in if you've got a few in tow. So it's had a bit of a refit. It's got new bedding, bed linens. It's lovely. And the whole, it's on three levels. So your top level is kind of your open plan dining room. It's very family style. So the tables sort of seat eight. And I was with my husband. We met a group of six others and we sat there with dinner. But then there were all these youngies on board. The selfie generation, I think I call them. But anyway, they were into playing games with their cell phones. You can download an app called Charades. And hello, did we have hilarity with that? No nudie photos, just simply looking at words, holding the phone to your forehead and making everyone act out in front of you. Hilarious, fantastic time. And so we stayed actually in Motuhee where we were because, you know, the great thing about with Auckland and the harbour and all those little islands is no matter which way the wind is blowing, you'll be able to tuck away somewhere and get a really nice night's sleep. So that's exactly what we did. And then the next morning...
I need to ask you about the night's sleep because I know the cabins are beautiful and I've been in them. They've got super king-size beds and they don't have portholes. They have big, huge windows. Yep. So you're looking out on the seascape. But sleeping on a boat, I've never done it.
It was as flat as a pancake.
Okay.
Now, I don't mind a bit of rock and roll, and I'm one of these people that sleeps through turbulence on planes. And in fact, you know, when you sort of take off on these boats, if you're not used to being on the water, you get this really sense of sleepiness, and you find a lot of people just want to go and have a nana nap as soon as. And I've found this on cruise ships. Doesn't matter what the size, that sense of movement does seem to make you quite tired. And so, actually, it was lovely, but you know what? It was just as still as still, and I think that's what's going to happen for this particular boat in Auckland, because you could duck around the back of Waiheke, you could go anywhere in it and keep out of the wind.
I was more worried, I think, about the, you know, the slap 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 of water on the hull and strange noises from the deep, and you know, the possibility of that we're about to sink or a whale is going to capsize us, you know.
No, well, you certainly won't hear that on this little cat because it sits above the water, don't forget. Yeah, and, it's lovely, and you must have a turn. In fact, I know people. I'll get you a turn.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other thing, of course, when you're on this boat and you've slept and you've gone to beautiful places and you're kayaking and it's incredible and you've had this incredible deep sleep, is what's the food like?
So they do a beautiful three-course meal, which is included in the rate. So they've decided when they were in the Bay of Islands, they did buffet dinner. They decided that Aucklanders are a little bit more posh, I think, or maybe it's just the market they're trying to attract. And so it's a beautiful a la carte menu. You've got three choices of in your entree, main, and dessert. And it was lovely, really, really nice food. I went for the parmesan crusted haarpoeker. They did a steak and there was a vegetarian option as well. Food was delicious. And the next morning it was a full buffet, hot breakfast and continental. And the bar, of course, is open. You pay extra for the bar, sadly for me, but all your food and your cruise and your water activities and that's all included in the rate, which is about $2.99 per person. So, you know, for a cabin, it's looking at around $600 a night for a couple. But I tell you where they really come into their own, and that's for weddings. So what you can do is either get married on board, you could get married on a beach, you could get married at a winery on Waiheke, and then 60 of your guests can actually stay on board. You can either have your meal on board or just use it as your accommodation. And the weddings were going really well in the Bay of Islands, and they're expecting them to do really well here in Auckland as well.
All right, so we've got your blog, and it's got all the photographs of the boat and also what you saw out and about on there as well. So I'll post that on my Facebook page, and that also includes a link to Hauraki Blue. And I know that when I was talking to them, they had a big booking from New Zealand Opera, and the opera company were going to go on board, and they were going to go for a four-day cruise. They were going to do Waiheke wineries. They were going to go across to Sandspit and all around the Hauraki Gulf, you know, for four days, taking little trips just like a proper cruise. So they'll do those bespoke cruises as well if you have a big enough party to charter.
Yeah, you can charter it for anything you like. And actually for corporate functions, it'll be ideal, I think.
Fantastic stuff, Megan. It sounds like a beautiful and relaxing night.
Thank you.
All the best. I'll put all those details on my Facebook page. This is Megan Singleton on travel. And, of course, you can read her writings, bloggeratlarge.com. It's News Talk ZB.